T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, it's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap.
Hello!
Hello for Monday, July 16th. Let's jump right into it because...
Depending on when you're listening to this, you could have either missed Amazon Prime Day or you could be marinating in it right now.
Yeah, how about that? What is it, for the next 3 days they're having deals?
It's 36 hours.
They've
actually extended it this time for the fourth annual Amazon Prime Day. Please buy our products day.
You know, I got to hand it to them. You just make up a holiday and voila.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I buy them all the time anyways, so this is just bonus.
Yeah.
It's very true. Well, it's not just Amazon Prime Day. There's a lot of their competition are having big parties as well. Target, Macy's, and Japanese are all having them for as well. Target having their...
I love me some Jacques Pignet.
Yes, they're having their 30% off Target exclusive home brands.
They're speaking French in honor of the French World Cup victory.
Oui, oui.
Macron.
Let's see here. We have Penny, JCPenney's. They're in the middle of their Cyber in July sale. Get it? Cyber, because you know, going against Amazon Prime.
You know what the C stands for in JCPenney? His middle name was Cash.
Really?
Yeah, pretty good, huh? John Cash Penny.
How about that?
Yeah.
Black Friday in July happening at Macy's, as well as many stores are doing the price matching for Home Depot, Staples, Best Buy, and Bed Bath & Beyond. I guess just now, just ask, do you price match with Amazon? And you probably will with any store, and they'll probably match it.
Wow. That's a steep... Well, no, I won't say that, because Amazon deals are good. Amazon in general, other than the convenience factor, is not always cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that is very true.
Yeah, I have a button above our dog food bag that I can push, and it sends me dog food without ever doing anything else. It costs like $7 more on Amazon, but I just push a button.
It's convenience.
It's convenience.
Yeah.
So it costs you $7 to push that button.
It does. I guess it does. Yes. Yeah. Good point. Fine.
Well, look at...
Fine. You and your money.
So since we are talking about dog food, there is actually an FDA warning coming out saying
weird.
That potato-based foods may be causing heart disease in dogs. They say dog foods that contain peas, lentils, or potatoes, or other legume seeds, actually can cause heart disease, and especially in dogs that normally don't have this in their DNA, like labs, Shih Tzus, and Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is, you know, you might want to talk to your vet, because the FDA is talking with the vets and with the dog food manufacturing companies to talk about this potential link between heart disease and the ingredients.
A lot of people are, my friends are trying to figure out what do we need to feed my dogs. A lot of people I notice are going to, like, natural chicken.
Well, it was funny because Krista and I have the same. It's called Nature's Own, I believe.
That's it's not the same brand, but yeah, we have the same. I'm trying to say a French word, Posology.
It's the same. It's salmon.
Same
and,
ingredients and mix up and stuff. Yeah.
And duck and I thought it was ours is grain free, and I always thought for the cats with the allergies, I thought it was the grain. But you were saying actually in the show that it's maybe chicken.
The gentleman that I recently switched to, he owns his own dog food store, at, like a pet boutique, and he does dense research into dog foods. And he was explaining a lot of times it's the chicken that they're allergic to. I mean, in a combination with everything else. But he's seen so many trends where people are like, oh, I'm buying the most expensive dog food ever, and it's all grain-free, and da-da-da-da. And his first question is, what flavor is it? And they're like, chicken. So I've recently, we switched to duck, which has good omega-3s. Salmon has good omega-3s. And I didn't say this on the air because, I mean, it's not controversial, but people hate hearing it. But they have kangaroo also.
Okay.
Is it controversial?
I don't know about controversial. It just, when you say kangaroo meat, people are like,
it's like horse meat, you know?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
he
explained.
It's a cultural thing,
cuddly and cute. They're actually quite vicious and mean. So, I mean.
Oh, I've seen pictures on the internet of the males having a little fun, if you know what I mean.
So we do cycle in some kangaroo. I don't really tell people that.
Got that.
Wow.
What is that, squirrel? It tastes different.
Yeah.
I remember we bought I don't know where we were traveling, and we bought a can of real low-end dog food. I didn't realize it at the time. When you open it up, you could like identify body parts.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Ew. Some of that canned stuff?
Yeah.
Ew, yucky. Hey, let's get back on the road, shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, Match.com recently pulled singles and said what they liked or didn't like about taking a road trip with their person that they're dating.
And I'd like to recommend to a guy, if you're starting to date somebody, learn how to change a tire or she won't think much of you.
Yeah, this is according to this website. 45% of women said they would be turned off if their partner could not change a flat tire.
I'm honestly surprised it's not higher.
51% of women said that they can do the job themselves if needed. But do keep in mind, a lot of the new cars don't come with a spare tire anymore.
And the tire changing kit that comes with the car is not really very good for changing the tire. That's why I have AAA.
That's why I bought a new one.
And it's just a new car?
Yeah.
Flat tire? Forget it. Give me a new car.
This has new tires, right? I'll take it.
Yeah. 71% of respondents said road rage was a bit major turnoff. More women than men. 81% of women said it was unattractive, compared to 62% of men who said it was unattractive.
It is a good way to kind of know somebody, see how they handle stress if you're going on a road trip with somebody.
Yeah, because you know what? You're going to be stressed in a marriage.
Oh, yeah.
Leading up to the marriage is a stressful thing, so...
You're going to wish you were driving.
I never realized how important road trips were until I realized how opposite Mitch and I are. And that travels into the car because his idea of a road trip is music and dead silence.
Uh-huh.
Like he literally does not want to speak the entire time.
And no bathroom stops.
No bathroom stops. Yeah. I mean, the least stops is better. And my idea of a road trip is basically singing along to every song, constant chatter. Let's play the alphabet game. Where's that restaurant again? What is that thing made of?
Yeah.
52 questions.
Well, maybe you can bring it back home with saving some money on homeowners insurance.
I texted him this article, and he was like, I love you.
Oh, nice.
Okay, thanks.
So installing, because we're at the time of the year where a lot of home improvements happen anyways.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make a home improvement, why not check with your insurance company and see, hey, you going to throw something back my way, something like that. So installing a home security system, they say, can reduce your monthly premium by 2 to 5%. They say if you upgrade electrical, heating, or plumbing systems in your home, you could be upwards of a 33% reduction in your premiums. They say also with your roof, that's probably the biggest way to save some money. Check with your home insurance company because a lot of times they'll give you discounts if you do something besides the asphalt or composite shingles that normally are on there. They also say if you you install other things to monitor instead of like home smoke detectors, we all have them. But if you put in there like water detection systems, gas leak detection systems, or if they notify you remotely if your home is on fire or you're being robbed, that can actually save you some money as well. And they say if you install a home generator, you can be reducing your premiums by anywhere from 4 to 10%.
Yeah, we just got the generator. And when we bought our house, they kept telling us what an amazing thing the roof was. The roof, the roof, the roof. And we found out it's because it's a lifetime roof. It's metal.
Right.
And I had never heard that before. But all these little things go into, like, when we were trying to get insurance for the house, it was amazing how many of those little tiny things helped.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you're, but if I'm doing the numbers on this, you know, for a generators are pretty expensive. It's easy to spend $1,000 on a generator.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Even more, to up to $10,000. But if you're paying around $1,000 on your insurance, it's only $40 to $100 savings. I mean, you're spending a lot of money, but I don't know if you're going to save a whole lot.
I wouldn't buy one to save on my insurance. It's just great that when we got one for ourselves,
you can knock it down a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Save. You know, and the thing is that you may have not even told your home insurance agency that you bought a generator. See, that's the whole thing.
Didn't tell them, and now we could at least get, who cares?
And the advice is always, every couple of years, shop your insurance around, your auto and your home insurance around, because things change every year.
That's true. That is very true. We mentioned that before, too.
Yeah.
So this is kind of scary. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration estimates one child dies from vehicular heat stroke every 10 days.
You know, it's so bad, it's even got a name. It's called Forgotten Baby Syndrome.
Yes, and according to an expert, cognitive neuroscientists, they say it's more common than you think. And mainly it's because you get into an autopilot mode with regular tasks. You know, everything's the same. You take the same route to work. You do the things at the same time. And so your body goes on this autopilot. And what will happen is something changes that routine, like summer break or you get a new car or something like that, where your mind isn't really, you're not doing things on automatic pilot. And it really can happen on higher times of stress, sickness, or lack of sleep. And basically, it prevents your memory you just, that's how you forget. That's how you, you know, you would forget your child's in the car, mm-hmm. you know, as we would think that, you know, that's really just kind of bad parenting. Here saying that's not really necessarily the case.
No, we talked about a couple weeks ago how there's such absolutely awful effects to getting 4 hours of sleep. And I don't even know any new parents who are getting 4 hours of sleep.
Good point. Absolutely. But there are some safety measures you can use to try and make sure that you don't fall into this trap of forgotten baby syndrome. And what they say is that even you and I that would normally not think this would happen, there could be a time that would happen. So have these things in check. They say a lot of times is to place the child's diaper bag or jacket or hat in the front seat. So when you get out of your car, you see it. Conversely, put like your briefcase or your purse or something in the backseat with your child, so you have to get it in order to get out of the car.
A shoe.
Shoe works. I like that one.
All my friends that have kids, they put one shoe that they're wearing,
right.
not just a random shoe, but one shoe that they're wearing in the back seat with the kid, and
wow.
the other one they wear.
Well, there's a car seat called the Evan Flow Sensor Safe, which
is a brilliant thing to do.
A sensor on the chest clip that will alert you when the car mm-hmm. turns off or if they unbuckle it. So
that's a simple Bluetooth thing too. The amount of things that we have that are Bluetooth now, you'd mm-hmm. think that would have come a long time ago.
Absolutely. And then also they say you concerned parents can really contact your lawmakers, because right now there is a bill known as the Hot Cars Act that will require car manufacturers to equip vehicles with technology to alert if your child is left in the back seat once you leave the car.
I think they could use face recognition in the rearview mirror, a little camera right there to know, and also just glance in your rearview mirror out of habit before you get out of the car.
Yeah, and they stay. So I didn't even know they were actually putting an act together, but we have links up at our website if you want to take part of that. And then finally, don't cheap out on the TV. Okay, go ahead and buy the big name brand, Samsung, LG, and Sony. This is from Consumer Reports, so we've compiled data from the last 3 years of TV sales.
And Sony is spelled S-O-N-Y, not S-O-M-Y. Don't make the mistake I made.
Yeah.
Who knew that Croatia made a TV?
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
It's 42 hectares of digital brilliance there for you. Warranties and repairs are generally better on the name brand ones as well, because they have a larger network of parts of repair. And also do your homework ahead of time, because we found out a lot of familiar brands like Philips, Sharp, and Toshiba. Maybe when you bought your TV 10 years ago, was actually made by these companies, but now they're out of business, out of the TV business, and they've kind of sublet their names to other companies.
Oof.
So the Philips and Sharps and Toshibas are not what they once were. They could be better or worse, because they did say Hisense and TCL, which are the two newer ones.
Those are the Chinese?
Yeah, really cheap, by the way.
Yeah, right.
So far have some pretty good reliability ratings on
that. I noticed that in appliances, when some of the big appliance manufacturers, they're all starting to be made in one place. And people who know appliances will be telling you. So washers and dryers and things like that.
Yeah.
That has really changed, man.
Yeah, it is. I remember working at Sears, like Kenmore. Some of the Kenmores were made by Maytag. Some of them made by Whirlpool.
Right.
You just never knew. But you're right. There's like five manufacturers that make everything in the world.
I know a couple guys that used to work for the big companies, and now they're off on their own repairing appliances. And I called one up, and I thought my refrigerator was going bad. He says, which one is it? What's the model number? He goes, oh, there's nothing you can do.
Really?
Seriously. Yeah, it's a great big deal. But he goes, those aren't made to be repaired.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, seriously.
What a nice if you knew on that when you bought the money.
I spent the $2,000.
Jesus.
Yeah.
So there's our show for today, Monday, July 16th. Of course, you can listen to us live Monday through Friday between 5
of
and
course.
10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.